Wheat harvest in South Dakota is only weeks away, but the budget for the South Dakota Wheat Checkoff has already been adopted, with farmer leaders setting a conservative course of just over $1 million. South Dakota Wheat Commission Executive Director Reed Christofferson reports wheat acres continue to fall in the state, directly impacting the checkoff and investment priorities.
Research, market development, consumer education are really our three legs that we rely upon, with research being the largest. And for the most part, that entire research budget going back into South Dakota State University in terms of either facility improvements, equipment purchases, but more specifically into research for both winter and spring wheat breeding, pathology, entomology, agronomics, etc.
The market development budget supports collaborative efforts to increase demand for U.S. wheat. South Dakota partners with U.S. Wheat Associates and the Northern Crops Institute to educate customers on the value of wheat from this region. The third priority in the 2021 budget funds information and promotion, educating consumers, and building relationships with opinion leaders to enhance the consumption of wheat foods domestically. Christofferson states the South Dakota wheat industry has seen many changes in recent years, but wheat continues to be a valuable crop in a rotation with extensive soil health benefits.
We continue to encourage them to incorporate small grain, particularly wheat, into a rotation when they can. And then we certainly appreciate participation in the wheat checkoff, because these dollars go directly back into programs that are designed to help influence the positive nature of the future of the wheat industry in South Dakota.
For the South Dakota Wheat Commission, I'm Pam Geppert.